Blog Talk Radio.
All right, now the following is suitable for everybody. So everybody tune in, okay? This is an important listen, you're listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves, the show about self-discovery, the show that empowers the handicapped, makes them handicapable, makes them. All right, now, I'm co-host Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK.
Okay, it's back one morning. You're not the co-host. I'm the co-host. You're the host.
Okay, I'm the host. All right. Listen. Okay, you got anything to say? Want to get the ball rolling?
Yeah, I'd like to say, everyone out there, don't be carrying this disability like his inheritance to be, reference to be this, like, this problem. If so many of y'all have been so many helpful moments to peace, and that's where I'd like you to be honored at another altitude. But there's so many people that they truly have changed the shadow, and they're molded this welding of ability, accomplishing, and making people see so much more. When you reference them, you reference change, you reference strength, you reference just a little bit more of opportunity that's being brought to the table. No,
all right.
Talk, don't sound like one of them. We know people had them antennas, and they try to put some lumen fall or something on it because it got bad frequency. That's how you're doing.
Okay, look, I'm going to say I've been in a bad way for a while, but I'm trying to overcome. That's what the show is about, overcoming. Never saying die until you actually do. So that's what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, really, look, especially it gets harder. I mean, it gets really hard.
That's not all what it's about, bro. You're just sitting there using the luxury of freedom, and you're making it just an obstacle. Is it an obstacle course just to strengthen your strength? I mean, because you're a superhero? What the heck's going on here? What the heck's going on right now? But that's your story.
Everyone, I want to sit back for a few moments. At some point in time, it's going to sneak up on success and say, where have you been hiding at?
But yes, I've been asking that question
no
for a while.
In you is more freeing you. I'll be back shortly, everyone. Co-host, comedian, Organic OK. And you're talking with the dude, Talk Himself. Talk Himself. Talk to himself. Think yourself to himself. Work out with himself. Move through himself. Go to himself. Talk, dude.
Look, I'm going to tell you this. I've been in a bad way for a while, okay? It's like this. For a while, I was having these horrible migraines that were breaking out into seizures. It was terrifying. I mean, the pain was just excruciating, and I couldn't enjoy anything. I couldn't even get by. My nephew started noticing that there was something wrong with me and told me to sit down and relax. And, things were really, really, really bad. I don't know what happened. I don't know. But the truth is, I basically sort of came to this understanding, look, you can't basically just surrender, okay? A lot of us handicapped, we have more problems than most people do. And they often leave us, what's the word I'm looking for? Helpless. They often keep us in arrested development. It's a terrifying thought. We got to work harder. 10 times harder. We got to fight. And what we do is we basically grab ourselves by the bootstraps and we help ourselves to realize. We're not done yet. I once came across a woman who basically... Honestly, her hands were gone. All she had left were these arms with fingers on the end. really, she was in a wheelchair, and she had to basically, it was powered basically by her using her only, the only two fingers she had left getting bonded. I don't want to stare, but I did stare at her for a moment. I was looking in awe. Whenever you see somebody like that, somebody who's overcoming, and you realize you can too. My parents often ask me, what's your problem, dude? What have you got to worry about? The problem is I'm trying to move ahead in life, but something is holding me back. Something is not letting me. It's hard to fight. It really is. The truth is, I don't know. Look, my whole life things have been hard, okay? I mean, I remember I had friends. I was in a circle, and I remember at once they stopped talking to me because of my ADHD and my Tourette's. It just looked weird. It looked funny. In school, I had a few dates, but I wasn't really very social because of the way I was. I was just so, I don't know. Today I fight. I fight not to be like this. Let me tell you something. It's an endless war. I really don't know entirely what to do. But I think I need to keep in mind that I need to go out there and try and fight every single day. There are little steps you can take to doing all this. Like, my room is a mess. I don't even like it that way anymore. You know how it is when you're a kid, your room is a mess. You're used to it. You're cuddled by the mess. You know it. When you get to be a certain age, it just feels messy. And that's why I haven't been trying to break myself out of that habit. I'm afraid of getting older. I'm going back to college, and I'm going to try again. See, the thing is, my condition kept me from doing things. I'm going to go back and fight. Why?
Okay, now we're not going to sit here and make this, you know, this is, you're fueling this problem that you don't want to be committed to responsibility.
I do. That's what all this is about. I'm fighting, basically, so I can basically turn it around. I'm telling everybody about how...
You're talking to yourself in a way that it sounds like something that you can complete in the way you're going about it, and it's got to be an understanding to yourself what you need to do and how you're going to go about completing these things without having not completing it and giving yourself this kind of, you know, conflict. You know, you got to treat this more like an experience that you want to complete in committing to a task in a way that's motivating you. Like, you know, like, people don't necessarily become the most strongest or most successful necessarily by not seeing steps in improvement at different levels, right? Some of the best people, they never thought they could do anything because everything they was doing was selling, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't give up. And they became something better than what they ever can imagine because they had so much desire. And
exactly,
to know that.
That's not what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm saying I'm going to do. And I'm encouraging everyone else to do the same.
I'm telling them right now,
even though I'm in a bad state, they don't have to basically stay at that anyway because things are bad all over. Guess what?
All I'm saying is, I'm just like the guy that talked, giving that information, but I'm just giving that, you know, more of a highlight. So what you're saying is on point. It's more highlighted, you know. I'm telling you these things. And yeah, what's the problem? You got what I'm telling you. What's the problem? That's the motivation. That's the additional assistance. And I'm just leaving you to be a bandit. It's like, hey, yeah, you're doing this, man. Come on. Guess you got it. You know, that's encouragement. Come on now. You know what it means to encourage somebody? It's like when they're working out doing reps, like, you did fine. Come on.
You can do two more. Okay. Come on. Do three more. Come on. Do five more. Come on. Let's do two more. Come on. One more. One more. One more. Two more. They just keep doing that, right? It's madness. It's success. It's not just chaotic for no reason. Okay? So what you're talking about, it once you're doing it, like you're doing it now, it's therapeutic for you. I got it. This is the time to be therapeutic. Don't sit back and just make this all blues with no touch of feeling. This is the blues you're doing here. Okay? This is blues. No.
All right.
I'm listening to you.
Wait, what'd you say?
I'm listening to you.
Okay,
they're listening
to
you.
Okay, I'm listening to me.
See, you
I
to
want
you
everyone
too.
Out there to know they don't have to basically say, hey, in an arrested state.
Tell them, man.
They
talk, they're trying to talk to themselves. They just need a little bit more encouragement that you're throwing their way. They say, come on, encourage me. Come on, encourage me. Come on now. Come on now. You do amazing things. Come on now.
Every single one of you. You can turn it around. You don't have to basically stay in your emotional vomit and you're basically staying.
Oh, come on now. You're talking to them. There's other people out there in different ways. You don't realize there's other people out there. Some people are physically doing these things. They're physically losing themselves. They're physically putting themselves out there where people are using them, and they feel so awesome because what the investment that they're giving, they're not investing in the freedom to reward the person that appreciates what they really are and what they really need as individuals. Come on now.
Now, ask yourself what it is you want. Ask yourself what it is that you are worth. Ask yourself how to make it a goal, how you can do it. Ask yourself how you could push yourself to that greater good. Ask yourself how I can turn my life around. Tell yourself it doesn't need to be like this. You don't need to hold back.
But don't always make it miserable to be free to think these things. It's not miserable sometimes. Sometimes it's healing. Sometimes you're healing yourself. You're not always becoming a more miserable person because you're freeing your words. You're freeing your experience. It's more miserable to sit there and try to be hostage and try to hold in all this and then never think that it's not healthy to oppress your freedom. You must understand it's freedom within you. And you must understand and appreciate the freedom. And that's what you're not doing. You got to appreciate your freedom. You're just sitting there looking and holding this stuff in your like it's the only, you're the only person in the world dealing with this. You're trying to be selfish with your freedom where you're making yourself suffer instead of freeing yourself. It's a place where you...
I think if I can basically free myself on the air, if I can find a way, I can show somebody how... It's like all those fitness videos they show you with all these personal trainers who've turned their lives around. Because if I can do that... I can do that.
But you try to over, you try to overdo it and try to make yourself seem like you're the only victim. You try to victimize your freedom instead of freeing your freedom from being victimized by things. You truly want to be happy. You try to overanalyze it so you can't get it. And there's a lot of people doing. You know, people out there suicidal and things. They're dealing with things, and on all levels, they don't have what you have. They're doing anxiety. I'm trying to say, bro, you got to free these things in a way where you can actually. Now, people say, well, therapy, it's different levels of therapy that some people need more and more than others. Now, people say you need to do a professional. Now, some people are just equipped to connect to you than others. Now, every person don't have, it's professional. There's people out there that should have therapists. That would run therapists under the bus. They would run therapists. You'd be surprised. So many people just don't think that their ability is high as it is because they ain't got the license. And that's not necessarily true. Now, talk to the people. They're listening to you. And you understand, you're not just freeing them. You're freeing the freedom of freeing you, them, and others. And to say, oh, I can't do this. Oh, this is so painful. Come on now, man.
It's 16 minutes after the hour here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Please, don't just listen, talk, call in, get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. You can free yourself. Take a moment to ask yourself, how do I free myself? How can I be free? How can I truly unleash my spirit? How can I be free? How can I accomplish all that I need to be? How can I be what I need to be? How? What can I do?
Hey, you thought I forgot about it. This is the part of the show that we're at 16 after 10 o'clock, and we talk about women, relationship. You think I forgot about this part? This is the part we talk about. You don't think you deserve an attractive woman? You don't think you deserve a healing element, a vibrational level to have connect with you? You don't think so? And this is the thing that I've been telling you for some time. You're so looking for this problem woman, and this problem may not be a problem. The problem may be the problem because you ain't got her. That might be the problem.
Okay, go ahead. Talk about freeing the woman then.
I said free the woman. The woman's already free, but you're unfreeing the freedom to connect. And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying this woman's already here on this planet. She already exists. She's already looking for you. And you said it turned on everything in the world to undermine. I mean, a lot of people say things like this. It's not new under the sun. People say all kinds of things and run into their soulmate, run into a person that's so wonderful, so what they want. Is it just by accident? No, it's not. So understand these things. Understand what the level means until you be free at another altitude. This is inside of your desire. It's inside of a natural order.
You have to find a way to free yourself. Open your soul up. Damnation can be done. Listen, all those women out there.
Think about that. Now,
you already
talk, dude, on standby while you run this platform, and I'll be around. Listen.
Women, you want to be free, you can be free. There is a way. You can basically find liberation in it all. I know it seems difficult. I know it seems damning. But honestly, it is there. I think a lot of the world is already designed to appeal to give the women what they want. Really, it's a real thing. There are doors that are already open. Women are basically free to be now. That's the thing. There is a liberation. There is still friction. I think there's always going to be a battle between the sexes. There's always going to be some kind of headbutting. There's always going to be confliction. There's always going to be war. Peace. I don't know. Doesn't seem like it. All we can do personally is bear with it and try to create there some sort of peace and whatever. Listen. I know there are certain things that are basically just harder and more work for a woman. Certain things cost more. There's a pink tax. Next. There are disadvantages. But the truth is, done is we can try to find a way for there to be peace and serenity. If we just basically sit back and just let things happen. We need to stop with our prejudices.
The problem is you wasting your time as a good meal is left on the table. When you don't eat a good meal, what happened is spoiled, right?
Yeah.
It's the basic concept. If you live a life and experience it in a natural way, you have in a natural order of things that's not working. You don't leave your food out unless you're going to eat it, right?
Yeah.
You don't take your success and abandon it and think it's going to be good because you're not working with it. You got to endure it just like you endure life. You got to endure the actual experience and utilizing it. Just like a meal, you eat because you're hungry, right? Success
right.
is the same thing. Success needs to be managed and maintained as you're eating. You caring for success is like you feeding success. When you step back and do all the compromising things, oh, I can't do this and do that, oh, I'm going to step back, oh, I'm going to do this and that, you don't think success is punishing you for you not actually doing your part? You're in control of nobody else. This is part of your desire. This will be reflected in you. This will be reflected in your caring. And you say here, shortchange yourself. It's saying, oh, you're going to say and tell me you want to care about me? And you don't want to do anything, you want to step back and give us, oh, we can't do this? Oh, I can help you. I'm going to be miserable. So your ability is becoming miserable because you're doing all the least of what you know you're supposed to do. Now, this is not about beating you up. It's about feeding yourself where you connect into this power that you have.
What to do, really? One of the things that can be said, really,
you're
is
not,
that...
All you're doing is concern. You ain't doing nothing. What does it mean just to hear everything and not do nothing? What does it mean, really? If you don't do nothing, what does it mean to talk all these conversations? It doesn't mean nothing. That's a joke. No... You ever talk to somebody that never do nothing, just talk about it and complain?
Yes.
And wonder why things don't work out for them?
Yes.
You at this point in life, you're supposed to be coming into not just being a person just talking. If you're going to talk about what you're doing, do it. You wouldn't have the same problem if you were physically doing what you was talking about. You don't want to do it. You want to sit back and you want to be miserable. You can't sit back and do nothing and think you're going to have results of doing nothing. You talk so much about doing it, and this is the thing. You're just talking about it. You spend all day talking, and you're saying that's the problem. You're just talking.
We'll talk about the steps. How do we make the steps?
Sir, everybody, I'm moving on to everybody else now. We talked enough about you just huddling. Everyone will get 50 times to make mistakes and have someone help them. And you're making it seem like it's everybody get that many chances. You're not even committed to help people 50 times. So you are looking at this space almost as it's a luxury for you to benefit, but others are not getting that luxury. The average person will have 100 times where they got support. And anytime you get to the – like, it's people that allow a person to make mistakes to the fault – where they're never coming out of that because, you know, it's deception. You can sit back and let a person just keep destroying themselves, and you sit back and don't do anything and let them know around 10 years, 20 years. If that's meant for you to let them destroy themselves that long and they come out of it as an old person, I don't necessarily try to take that rush. I try to get people, like, what can I do to not let you waste 50 years, 30 years? Until you get to 70, 80, 90 years old to recognize it. Now, a lot of times, I know routes, and I see that work for people. And if I sit there and make a 20-year plan for you to just to be average, bro, it's no reason to even say anything if you're going to take the same approach a year to year. Now, listen to this. You're on air. You're trying to put together a piece, and you just – it's in a sense you're, like, trying to give away all your material – of putting together a piece just to say the basic thing you're saying in 15 to 20 minutes. that's 15, 20 minutes of conversation. You're trying to make this become like a 6 years, a 20-year conversation. Everybody don't understand at that capacity. Everybody don't have the same oppositions at the same level. And you just emotionally trying to babysit this problem, it's almost like you're carrying trash. And once you carry trash so long, it becomes stinky. You have an odor to it, and you're making this trash. But you're not doing anything, sir. You're just talking a lot. And once a person starts talking a lot, it just becomes another addiction. Just to talk about it and not do it, it's an addiction of doing nothing. And just to keep talking over and over and over again, it's like, I'm not here to just waste words, just to waste words. It's you know, and you got to that point where you're not doing anything. You're just talking. And it shouldn't take this many times to repeat it if you was making change. Your change should be in your actions as much as your words. Over and over again. You're not even digesting it. It's almost like a cup with a hole in it. You're wasting everything on yourself. And it's like, what's the purpose of doing this if you're not making any changes? If you're not making any changes, then what's really being contribute? You know, somebody said, hey, go take out the trash. And you took 6 years, you didn't take the trash out 6 years. You said, oh, man, I'm taking out the trash tomorrow. You don't take the trash out. Do you know there's different artistic, different types of people that, you know, based on their parents, based on who hallowed them, guess what they wouldn't do?
What?
They would not allow that person to make mistakes to that level. It's this ability and it's platform where people say, well, even though this person has got psychological trauma and in different levels of not comprehending, they wouldn't let the person intentionally undermine themselves. You intentionally undermine yourself to a level that it's almost you consider almost neglecting yourself at a point. Because when if somebody say, what is right? And you say, I know what right is. What is left? You know, left is. Can you raise your hand up? Yes. Are you going to raise your hand up? No. Because my mind tells me to raise my hand up, but I don't want to raise it up. Like, if you're at a point where you're not doing anything that's moving you along, what are you truly? What is the sign of talking to you if you're not moving anything? What does it look like if I plug in my phone and it don't work? What does it look like to really, truly have information and then trying to talk yourself out of doing anything by just talking? You're talking, you're not doing anything you're saying. You're just talking.
Well, tell me I made some progress, but no, you're right. I'm still not moving like I should.
See, what's you're talking almost to a point where somebody is daydreaming. And if a person is daydreaming and they wouldn't do anything, they would just fantasize and they were doing something, what would that really mean?
What does that mean? I guess they're just vegging out.
That's what you sound like. This is comedian Organic OK, and you've been listening to
I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves.
Okay, that's what you're supposed to say, sir.
I just said.
All right, sir, I'm going.
Okay. Listen, good people, you can pick up all our shows on the web, okay? You can pick up all our shows on the web. Look up Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, we're all about, okay? Tune in next week. Thank you, and good night.